Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, since the Roe v. Wade overturned, where the Supreme Court said, look, it's not the Fed's issue, it's going back to the states, there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of controversy, riots, protests, and companies are scrambling to figure out how to offer abortion travel expenses. If a company seems to not, it could make them look bad, especially now with all the, you know, with the current landscape. And so, like, for one example, in Florida, abortions are allowed till 15 weeks still. The only difference is they were allowed up until the third trimester, 24 weeks, but Florida is going to lower it to 15 weeks. So second trimester abortion at the 15-week mark. If a company has an employee that wants to terminate the pregnancy at 20 weeks, then that company can choose to pay for that employee to travel to get that 20-week abortion, because they can only get an abortion in Florida up to 15 weeks. So, one, there's a lot of misinformation that people think that you can't get abortion anywhere in America, and there's still lots of states, including conservative Florida, that allows second trimester abortions. A trimester ends at 12 weeks, so 15 weeks is already in the second trimester. But if somebody, I guess, doesn't find out they're pregnant or decides they need to get an abortion or whatever deeper into their second or third trimester, there's only going to be a handful of states that offer third trimester abortions. So these companies are now kind of scrambling to how they can include travel and how they could pay. Also, how to give the employee privacy. Because if somebody is obviously pregnant and then they want to travel, let's say, to California from Florida because they're over 15 weeks pregnant, how do they do that without, because, you know, an employee doesn't want to tell their employer that they want to terminate the pregnancy. But I guess to get it reimbursed, there has to be, I guess, some disclosure. So this is obviously something that's causing some companies to scramble and figure out what to do, because employees have a right to medical privacy. But if an employer is going to pay for the abortion or the travel, they want to make sure she's not getting a nose job. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But the one thing I'm hearing from employers is they don't want to get canceled if they also additionally want to bring up prevention of the pregnancy. And right now, it's almost like, oh, it's too soon to talk about that. I don't think it's too soon. I don't think anybody should be canceled if they want to have a very honest conversation of how to prevent the million abortions that need to be done yearly. I think it's a very good conversation. I bring this up all the time. Is it that we have a million cases of incest? Is it that there's a lack of education on who could be your relative? Is it that we have so many issues with sperm banks that you end up meeting somebody at the club, sleeping with them, just to find out that you guys shared the same dad because your moms use the same sperm at the sperm bank? I mean, if that's an issue, we need to solve that. If there's an issue of most of these million women are getting raped, and that's why they're getting pregnant, then we need to stop this massive high numbers of rape. We should stop rape completely. If it's that women, you know, don't like their birth control, or it's not practical, or even though it's free, it's still difficult to get. These are things we need to address. And I'm seeing that people are afraid to bring it up because they think if they're going to bring it up, somebody's going to think that they're anti-Roe v. Wade. So let's just get it out there, okay? And I hope, you know, we can bipartisanly say, look, it is okay to have a conversation and spend money on how to prevent the unwanted pregnancy. It seems to me, everybody thinks we have an abortion crisis. It's not an abortion crisis, because you can still get an abortion up to 15 weeks in Florida. You can still get abortions in Nevada, still get abortions in California. You know, there are going to be some states where it's going to be difficult, but that's not the crisis. The crisis is we have an unwanted pregnancy crisis. We have a million unwanted pregnancies, or from the Guttmacher Institute, one in five pregnancies, 20% of all pregnancies are unwanted. That's our crisis. And I think Democrats and Republicans can have some honest conversations about that. And so some employers are like, rather than we pay for abortion travel, can we pay for birth control? Well, you're already paying for birth control. Employers, although I think the Supreme Court, you know, if an employer, let's say, was not... didn't want to pay for birth control because it was against their religion, they had that out. But the majority of employers are already paying for birth control when they're providing health insurance, because the Affordable Care Act has birth control in it. And it's supposed to be free. And as I said yesterday, pharmacists in multiple states give out birth control. So there is birth control access. And so I think what we need to do is, while the world, or the country, is trying to figure out how to pay for the travel expenses for somebody to terminate their child in another setting if it's beyond the weeks allowed in that state, I think another conversation that should also be happening in parallel is, you know, what could we do to help these million women not get pregnant? And I'm going to probably keep saying it. I'm going to sound like a broken record. Somebody needs to ask all these women that have needed to terminate, what was it? Is it that your life was in danger? And what medical condition was it that put your life in danger? Maybe there's genetic screening, because you want to start a family and then you're told you're going to die because you have a fetus. What medical condition is that? Can we study that more? You know, is it that we're having sperm bank issues and all these people are having incest without realizing it? And when they learn it, they're like, well, I can't have the baby. Is it that we, again, have, you know, a spontaneity issue and a lack of enthusiasm for birth control? So no company should feel like they're going to get canceled or rioted against if they want to offer means and free birth control and condoms to their employees. I think it's a nice thing to do, and I think it's a very bipartisan thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. But who we really want to thank are our truckers. Now, we've spoken about our truckers a lot on the show. One is I've asked you guys to not cut in front of them. You know, give them more space, right? When you want to merge into the right lane, can you give them at least 5 to 10 car lengths? Because you guys are making them slam on the brakes. But also, we really appreciate our truckers because these are, they're the backbone of America. And they keep us running. They bring us our food. They bring us our supplies. And today is National Logistics Day. So joining us next is Brent Hutto, Transportation and Logistic Experts and Chief Relationship Officer at TruckStop.com, to talk to us about all the great work they do. Hi, Brent. Thank you for coming on.
Well, wow. What a joy to be on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you. Your intro was fantastic. You're the greatest advocate for truckers I've ever seen. So thank you so much for all the
We love you guys. honestly, we love you guys. We have a lot of trucker listeners, and you got, you know, and you guys deal with a lot of health issues, you know, because you have the type of job where you just can't, you know. Talk to us about some of the challenges, you know, your crew has.
Yeah, are you talking about on the health side? Are you talking about on the life side?
Everything, so,
from the health side, if you just think about it, I mean, one of the biggest improvements in the trucking industry, Doctor, was when they took the seat in the truck and made it where it could float and move up and down pneumatically. And then even the company Bose, who is known for their audio systems, they actually created seats that actually took the vibration out. And I say that because you, being a doctor, know that vibration on internal organs can be detrimental, especially over, you know, a career of driving a truck. And so they have health issues that need to be looked at. Could they sit all the time? That's a big thing. And so
puts you at risk for prostate cancer, too. The vibration puts you at risk for prostate cancer.
It does. Well, you would know. It's just an amazing thing. Focusing on health, I mean, is super important because they love to drive trucks and they love to serve the American public and be a great patriot and do those sort of things. So their health is primary to what's going on. And certainly health is one thing. Food's a big part of health. So thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for your just great love and support of the trucking industry.
No, you guys are amazing. So I'm glad we have National Logistics Day. It's high time we do. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's been around a little while, but I think most people are like, oh, yeah, it's the National Logistics Day. Great. Okay, you know, what's for lunch? And then until the pandemic, and then now everybody's like, oh, I really appreciate National Logistics Day because we know what it's like when we go without logistics, right? So,
yes.
And logistics being, I've had somebody say, what is logistics? Logistics is how those goods get from the manufacturer to the end point where they're sold or consumed or whatever else, but it's that entire process from manufacturing all the way across, but it's dominated, Doctor, by the trucking industry and those great 4 million-plus trucks that are on the road, and because everything comes to us by a truck, and what I mean by everything is over 70% of all the freight that's moved in America is moved on a truck. Even though it may come in on ship and they'd be on a rail, it's probably going to hit a truck at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, there's over 1 million trucking and logistics companies that make all this happen. And on top of that, those 1 million companies employ 8 million total people in trucking and trucking-related jobs. I mean, it's one of the biggest industries in the United States and one of the biggest industries in the world. And so it's just important that we recognize how important the dedication is to that, to making sure we get to enjoy the experience of our life, including our health, including our food, including everything else. So important that this day is there.
You know, one thing that we see, my husband and I do DOT physicals, and so we see a lot of truckers. But one thing that I think might be a challenge to your industry is, legalized marijuana. And as we're legalizing the feds are pushing to legalize it, do you think there's a lot of people that want to be in the trucking industry but can't because you can't qualify if you use marijuana?
Yeah, that's been a pretty hot topic for a while now, and one we don't really get into a lot, but a lot of the other associations have, and I know that right now the trucking industry can't find a solution that says, okay, you can consume that and still drive a commercial truck because of all the regulations, Doctor, that go into it, including insurance and everything else that goes into it. So it's just a conundrum that doesn't really have an answerable solution right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a lot of young people. I'm like, guys, you could make some great money. You know, there's always hiring in freight and long haul, and I can't because I smoke or I vape or I you know, whatever. And then I'm like, and I get it. I totally get it. But I feel it's frustrating because I think there's some good guys out there. It's just if they use, they can't necessarily, you know, work. We're talking to Brett Hutto, who is the transportation logistics expert and chief relationship officer at truckstop.com. So talk to us about truckstop.com. You guys are really cool. I love this.
Well, I appreciate it. We like the company too very well, just because we like it. I tell you what, Doctor, that, you know, when you help a patient and they may be suffering from something, and you find a solution and they get better, I know that you, I would think that you as a doctor would go, man, that feels good because I'm helping change someone's life. And that's the same thing we do at truckstop.com. We started back in 1995, 26, 27 years ago as a company wanting and desiring to help the small trucker, the guy, guy or girl that owns 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trucks, something like that, where they could have access to all the data and the information in the marketplace so they could actually run their company and compete with medium-sized and large-sized companies. Before that, it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made it available online where they could do it from a technology standpoint, from a data standpoint, where they had full visibility into it. Because our mission is just to connect those truck drivers to the freight that's in the market that is put out there by these third-party logistics players that help manufacturers to be able to help freight move as fast as possible, to automate every process that can, give visibility into the process, and to also even go further than that, create all the back office that needs for like accounting and taxes and fuel and all those sort of things. And so just to make it easy as possible, then to do what they love to do, which is to drive the truck. And I know when you do those DOT physicals, I'm sure they go on and on and on about how much they love to drive their truck.
Mm-hmm. The pride and you know, man, I wish you could run for transportation secretary. Pete Buttigieg is a nice guy. I like him, but I wish we need you, you know, in the administration. We really do. National Insurance Day.
I appreciate that.
Kind of coincides. Yeah. Talk to us about National Insurance Day.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. And so you bring up the politics and the government. It's very transportation because of the safety aspect on the national highways. Our federal government, the DOT and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is a big part of what goes on in trucking. And we have a giant connection to them. And they honestly, doctor, they do a great job and we highly appreciate them. And the reason I bring that up is because insurance is federally mandated by the Department of Transportation, but every transportation company has to have a certain level of insurance in order to even operate. And we as a business, we as a technology, every time you get on our system, we check your insurance. Because when you have to have it in order to put a load on your truck, for a lot of reasons. Number one, for safety of the truck, the person who owns the truck, the safety of the actual goods that are going on the truck, and then the safety for the public on the highway to make sure that it's the safest environment possible. So insurance and everything is directly connected, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're using National Logistics Day to launch our partner marketplace.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You guys, I mean, you guys are what's keeping the supplies on the shelves. You got, I mean, whether it's, you know, formula, food, we're grateful. We're grateful. In the last minute or so, what would you like to tell my listeners?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I talked about the partner marketplace and about efficiency. That's really what we want to talk about other than just our fondness for the industry is that we launched this partner marketplace so all the businesses that help the trucking industry be efficient and be more efficient could be vetted and trusted and put into a marketplace where they could be the truck drivers and the truck owners and the logistics players have easier access to them in one-stop shop. So we launched the partner marketplace today, put publicly in the marketplace.
Oh.
So that has things like fuel and accounting and insurance and maintenance and all the things that go into running a trucking business, because they're very different than a normal business. You can't take an 18-wheeler and pull it up to a convenience store and put fuel in it. It takes a unique thing. So we wanted to put that where as easy as possible. So that's kind of where we are at truckstop.com.
Wow, and you guys have your hands full, especially with gas prices and everything going on. So, Brett, we really appreciate you. I can't wait to have you back because obviously there's so many other topics we need to talk about. But where again can our listeners go to find out more information?
Well, you can find us at the same place the last 26 years, which is truckstop.com. And we're happy to help at any time. And thank you for your appreciation, truckers. It means a lot.
No worries. Bless you and your team. All right. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has lashed out and blamed President Biden for the deaths of 46 migrants whose bodies were found abandoned in a tractor trailer in sizzling temperatures in a suspected smuggling attempt. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
USA Radio News. More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least if they went online, this could be printed tomorrow, the Times was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery. Ford Motor Company has issued a recall.
Ford Motor Company will be recalling about 2,900 F-150 Lightning trucks because a software issue may result in a failure to provide adequate warning of low tire pressure. The recall is the first for the Ford electric pickup truck. There are no accidents or injuries connected to the recall.
That's Ellie Andrews reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Jason, our producer. So there was a horrible, horrible, horrible crash that happened yesterday in a migrant tractor trailer tragedy. And cops believe migrants may have been killed after falling out of it, where 50 people thus far have been found dead in the intense Texas heat. Police suspect migrants may have jumped or fallen from the trailer,
before smugglers abandon it next to railroad tracks in San Antonio's southern outskirts on Monday. At least three bodies were found scattered along the road, with the furthest one located about 75 yards from the truck. Law enforcement sources confirmed to the New York Times. Officials said it was possible that those found along the road had died inside the truck, but fell out because they were so smashed in there when the doors opened. Police are now searching nearby fields for bodies and trying to determine if anybody escaped the trailer alive. Firefighters found stacks of bodies in the truck, which was cast off close to Interstate 35, which runs to the Mexican border. Temperatures reached as high as 103 degrees on Monday, and there was no signs of water or water bottles or water sources within the semi. Some of the victims staggered out of the trailer before dying and were found several blocks away, according to police and the Texas Tribune. The migrants were sprinkled with steak seasoning to cover up their smell as they were being transported. 16 survivors, including four children, were rushed to nearby hospitals for heat stroke and exhaustion. They were found by a local worker who investigated the scene after hearing a faint cry for help emanating from the truck. Police say they are not confident that they have accounted for everyone from the truck and do not know what the total number is. Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard confirmed that the deceased include 22 migrants from Mexico, 7 from Guatemala, 2 from Honduras. The other migrants have yet to be identified. For now, no children among the dead. Texas Governor Greg Abbott had blamed the deaths on President Joe Biden for his deadly open border policies and refusal to enforce the law. Now, Biden has addressed the tragedy today. He called the deaths horrifying and heartbreaking and said it further underscores the need to go after the multi-billion dollar criminal smuggling industry preying on migrants and leading to far too many innocent deaths. So the deadliest human smuggling on American soil is probably this one now. I think the second was back in 2013, where 19 migrants died after riding inside the rear compartment of a sweltering 18-wheeler when they traveled from South Texas to Houston. The death toll now is up to 50 from 46. So, you know, U.S. Is dealing with some huge migrant crossings, and with the heat, it's one of the most dangerous times of the year for this to happen. And you're looking at the scene, and it's just tragic. And, you know, people are making money. They're exploiting them. These traffickers, they don't have regard for lives. They're like, just pay me. They're making a ton of money, and they're it's not like, you know, okay, yeah, we're going to give you water and food and air conditioning. They pack as many people as they can. And these are humans that are you know, treated worse than animals. And it's not healthy, it's not safe, and it's very scary. But also the scary thing is, you know, is why people would risk their lives, you know, to come here. What is going on that's so bad in these other countries? And there has to be a multi-country approach to, I mean, you know, yeah, some people, yeah, maybe they want to come here and, make a better living. But there are other people who feel like it is worth risking death and risking their children's lives to escape. And then that's on these other countries. There should be no country in existence now, especially with the UN, and especially with all the technology we have and all the, you know, humanitarian, you know, aid and everything going on. There should be no country where the citizens don't feel safe. I mean, this isn't Afghanistan, you know, with the Taliban running it. These are elected officials, and I get there could be corruption, I get it, but, you know, these countries have elected officials, they're supposed to have law enforcement, they're supposed to have military. Why aren't they doing their job? Nobody should feel unsafe in their home. Nobody should feel that they need to risk their life to illegally get into another country. That's what happened during the Holocaust. I mean, staying put was going to get you killed. So you had no other choice but to try and escape. And many people that tried to escape got killed. Some people were able to make it. My grandma was able to make it, and my grandfather was able to make it. They were able to escape. But other than that, so something is really, really wrong when there are governments out there that are driving people to America. What are they not doing? Why are their citizens feeling they are at risk? And why isn't anybody doing anything about it? And so, you know, America, I see both sides. You know, we have to take care of our own. You know, we have to have a proper immigration policy. We have to have a wall. Our border patrol is exhausted. Some of them have committed suicide. They're overworked. It's exhausting, and they're in danger. And you know, we need to help them out by streamlining, because they can't control the border. And people come over, and if they're cartel, if they're terrorist, if they're, you know, we're in trouble. And, you know, one of the reasons why America has the greatest country in the world is because we have processes, but we're not actually following those processes now. And those that are working their butt offs are overwhelmed. We got to give them help. If we have a wall, if we have a good immigration policy, we'll be able to get people in. And maybe we could then start to work with these other countries' leaders on how to bring them in safely. But right now, people are trying to make a run for it. They know our border patrol are exhausted, are overwhelmed, so they make a run for it. And trying to inspect every single truck. I mean, that's what they tried to do up at the Montana border? And then that had to be eased up. So I don't want to see people die. And the Border Patrol doesn't want to see people die. So what are we doing wrong, and what are these other countries doing wrong? And we can't be the saviors for all these other countries. We'd like to be, but we have homeless strewn all over California, New York. We have a huge homeless population. We're not taking care of our kids. We're not taking care of our, we don't even have baby formula for our kids. We don't have our veterans are coming back with no jobs, no food, no homes. What are we doing wrong? And I'd love to be there to help other countries. But if we aren't even fixing our own issues, and including crime. I mean, the shootings, the rapes, the attacks, the stabbings. We aren't even controlling our own crime with Americans. And now we're letting in, or we're inadvertently getting, you know, criminals coming across the border. Possibly terrorists. I mean, trust me, any person who is an enemy of America is taking advantage of us right now. We have some weak spots, and they are getting exploited. And we might not see the ramifications this month, but we might see it in a year. We might see it in 2 years. They get enough people over the border. I mean, look what's happening with the fentanyl deaths. We're already seeing symptoms of drugs coming either from China or Mexico that's killing. We're already at 100,000 overdose deaths now a year. And we need to do something. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So CVS and Rite Aid are limiting the morning after pills to 3 per woman as demand surges after the Roe v. Wade overturn. Walgreens has sold out of the ones available for delivery. So Rite Aid has warned there is increased demand. People are stocking up. they're stocking up. CVS said they think they still have enough pills, but the limit had to be put in place to ensure equitable access. Walgreens says it's working to restock its warehouses, but still had adequate supply in its stores for women that needed the pills. Ryan had asked in an email yesterday, are abortions going up? Why are there so many? And I remember abortions actually went down. Abortions reached its peak in the late 70s to 80s. We were at about 1.5 million. And then they started to go down in the 90s. I don't know if it's because some laws started to get more restrictive, if birth control became, there were newer birth controls, newer options that made, you know, birth control a little easier and a little more tolerable, because some people cannot tolerate birth control. And we went to our lowest number of abortions, which was about 770,000 in 2017. So they've risen to now about 1 million a year. So it has gone down, which is something also that we should study. What made it go down? What worked? And again, this is very bipartisan. It's not saying we're anti-abortion. It's not saying we're pro-abortion. It's just what, you know, we're doing something right if we have less of a need to abort a child. An unwanted pregnancy is obviously not something we want somebody to have to face, because then they might be making a decision such as needing to abort or carry the baby, give it up for adoption, or have a baby that they don't want. One of you had asked, and I don't have the email, you know, why are people forcing women to have children that they don't want? Again, what happened with Roe v. Wade was there's no ban. What happened with on Friday was the feds, the SCOTUS said, we are not allowed to prohibit abortion. We're not allowed to honor it. It's not in our purview. It's not, the Constitution doesn't give us that authority. So we can't ban it. So actually, I mean, you know, for those pro-choice, that was a win. In that the feds said, we can't ban it. I mean, now, so shall it be written, you know, it's in stone. But where it's not a win for the short term is it goes back to the states. And so, like Florida, that allows abortions up to 24 weeks, is now going to bring it down to 15 weeks, which is still second trimester. But, you know, nobody is forcing a woman that I know to go through a pregnancy. And yes, pregnancies are with risk. Going through a 9-month pregnancy, there is a lot of risk to the mom. I get that. There's a lot of risk to the fetus. And it is a very difficult decision for any woman who decides to end that fetus's life. That is not an easy decision. And many people say, well, gosh, why do people call it a life? You know, when a woman gets an abortion, it's not a life yet. The average woman that does undergo abortion, they do, I think they should be offered counseling, because I have had many patients that have struggled with it. And they struggle with it after they have the children they keep. And then I'm not saying all of them, but many of them are like, it was a good decision because I wasn't ready to raise a child and I'm happy with the decision. But many have disclosed to me that it hit them hard when they had the baby, because when they see the soul, when they understand that, you know, and when the fetus, you bond with the fetus, you know, I mean, I started bonding with mine in 12 weeks. We knew he was a boy at 12 weeks. He was jumping around, running around. He had a personality. So, I felt the bond. So, for me, I could have never done it, but that's me. But a lot of moms, I don't want to say they regret it. Some don't regret it, but they do feel that struggle. And so to accuse all moms who abort that they don't think it's life and they're doing it mechanically, I think a lot of women afterwards start to, you know, they might, you know, have second thoughts, but they, you know, have to, you know, go, look, that's the decision I made, and move forward. So it's not an easy decision, which is why, like I said, I really wish we could put our focus on how to prevent the unwanted pregnancy. I think it's horrible that we are having a million women in a position where they have to terminate their pregnancy. Whether it's incest, whether it's rape, whether it's the birth control didn't work, whether it's they didn't like the birth control, we really need to focus our attention, and that just doesn't seem to be the conversation right now. The conversation right now is how to, you know, get some states to widen their abortion rules. Everybody's trying to, you know, and I get it. I get it's a passionate time. But now we have people hoarding morning after pills. Now, morning after pills are interesting in that it's a large dose of progesterone that will prevent the implantation. So it's not necessarily abortive. It might actually prevent the sperm being able to continue its path to the egg or the egg transporting or even ovulation. So it could actually prevent pre and post. And so when a woman said the condom broke and calls up, we could give them plan B. We tell them to take a pregnancy test to make sure they're not currently pregnant because we don't want to hurt a current pregnancy. And if they're not pregnant, then they could take the hormone. Well, apparently this is what seems to be selling out of local pharmacies. Rite Aid has 2,500 pharmacies across the northern states, and increased demand forced them to cap sales of Plan B and Option 2. So one of the justices, Clarence Thomas, suggested to reexamine some rulings on contraception. I don't think the Supreme Court would. I took it as he was looking at a lot of things that the government has taken, the feds have interjected into, that the feds should be out of and leave it up to the states. You know, if you want to get a vasectomy, there is no federal law that prevents you. If you want to get a hysterectomy, there's no federal law. Just like an abortion, if you want to get an abortion, there is now no federal law that prevents it. And so there's actually a lot of people that like that idea, where keep the feds out of it. We don't want the feds ever making laws. And that was one of the issues that Roe v. Wade had, is it left it so loose where somebody could come in and then overturn it, and it was kind of the text had flaws, and that's why it ended up getting overturned. It also got overturned because it ended up being a mess. For 50 years, people were going back and forth going, why can't we have third trimester abortions? Why only second trimester? Some states were like, okay, you could have the abortion, but not after 6 weeks. So it didn't simplify things. What it did is it forced states to go, well, okay, we'll do the abortion, but we still think it's a life, so we need to figure out how to add a, and it just, so when people say, well, gosh, now there's going to be 50 rules or 50 plus rules because of territories, there were already different rules. Abortion varies per state. So 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.